Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilei Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
We're learning Meseches Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Gimel. The Gemara starts, it's at the end of Daf Ayin Beis, and Beis Tanur Rabbanan. Hamalech Avila Mimakam Lamakam. Someone is taking a package from one place to another. Metzai Chaver and his friend finds him V'amaloi Tanali. Give me the package. Mani El Lach Kadarim Shemal Lach Ba'is Samakam. He says, I want to take the package for you, bring it to that place, and that place you could sell it for much more expensive than this place. So I'm going to do that for you, and I'll give you the money, the price of that particular place. So the Gemara says it depends. B'shus meicher mutter, b'shus lekeach aser. It depends whose achrayis is it when he takes it to that place. If it's in the achrayis of the meicher, the one who was originally taking the chavila, so kum dais, the chavila is a pikadin until he gets to that place. It's not alva yet. Alva, by definition, means that you owe him the money. You have a chrais. If you don't owe him any money, he has a chrais. If anything happens to the chavila, the meichel loses. So kum dais is no alva yet. Right now it's a pikadin. You're a shliach to bring it and sell it. So when does alva start? After you sold it. So then you're paying back the exact amount of the alva. When you sell it in the place where it's expensive, you're going to get the money, and that is the money you're going to owe him, so there's no ribbis. Now, Shankin, if it's b'shus lekech, if you have a chrayis right now, so if you have a chrayis, that means you already owe him that money. Right now, you owe him that money, the price that you're going to sell it in the more expensive place. So it's considered alvar from now. And in this place, it's cheaper. So kumdais, you got a chavila, which in this place is worth less money, and then you're going to pay him back the amount that it's worth in the other place, which is more money. So that's ribbis. The alvah starts now. So the alvah is the worth of the chavila now, which is less than what you're going to sell it for. So mela, when you're paying him the price that you sold it for, that's ribbis. That's the pshat in the Gemara. And Rashi throws in, when Rashi says, imakam lamakam, Rashi says it means imakam azal lamakam ayekir, he's taking the chavila from a place which is cheaper to a place that's more expensive, he wants to sell it in the more expensive place. And Rashi Tanali says, V'lechena, I'll bring it, V'eset sarchi b'mayis atzman pleini. And after I sell it, I'm going to be using the money until the time that they made up that he has to pay it back. So the Vilna Gaon, and the Gaon Sagra on the side, says that this Rashi is very bedafka. Rashi is not just trying to tell you why he's willing to go and sell and bring his friend stuff there and sell it for him. What he's gaining from the deal. Rashi's saying a halacha. If he's just doing it as a favor for the friend, and he is not intending to use the money at all, as soon as he sells it, he's going to send the money back or bring the money back. Zak de Vilna Gaon, so even b'shus lekeach it's mutter. Because if he does not get a chance to use the money at all, his job is to bring the chavila to the other place, sell it, and as soon as it's sold, he has to ready right then and there give back the money. So even though he's mekabel achrayis, that can't be considered alva. Alva by definition is something which I could benefit from, I could use for my own purposes. If I cannot use this for my own purposes, I'm gaining nothing from it, that cannot be alva. And the Vilna Gaon shtals Ramah in Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin Lagabi Iska. We have the rule by Iska. Now, when someone takes a chrayis on the iska, so it's considered alva, lamashal. Let's say someone gets an iska, someone says, I'm going to invest money with you, and we'll split the profits, but you have a chrayis, you're a full chrayis in the whole thing. So that's ribbis, because since he's taking full chrayis in the whole thing, so male, it's all considered alva. So male, you're not allowed to split the profits. Any part of the profits he gives would have had the ribbis, even if you pay him for his work, it doesn't matter. Since he's taking a chrayis, that makes it alva. And if you're getting a share of the profits, that's not called that you're getting the profits from your iska. That's called that you're getting ribbis. That's the din of iska. We learned it previously. But Zakhtar Amar Chiddish, let's say you give someone an iska. He takes full achrayis, and he gets no share in the profits. Why is he doing it? Because you're paying him to do it. But he's taking full achrayis. You're investing money with him, and he must pay this money no matter what, even if he loses. He takes full achrayis. But he doesn't get a share in the profits. You get the whole profits. And you pay him a salary for the work that he does. Zak de Ramah, that's not ribbis. Because if he's not getting a share in the profits, so that can't be alva. A chiddush. even though he's taking full achrayis. But if you're not getting a share in the profits, that's not alva. And the reason is because it's iska, because you can't do what you want with it. All you're doing is you're selling it. You're doing business with it, and you're not getting any profit from it. So that means by definition, it's not yours. Are you taking achrayis? So master shemachinim liyiskeshayo. It's a pikadon where you take achrayis. Zaktevul nagayin, it's the same thing here. If he takes the chavila, takes full achrayis on it, but all he's going to do is bring it there, sell it, and then he doesn't have any right to use the money. He has to give back the money right away. That's not alva. Even though he's taking achrayis, that's master shemachinim liyiskeshayo. That's taking achrayis on a pikadon. That can't be ribbis. Now the emes is the tur in Siman Kufay and Gimel towards the end when he brings down this case. He says in Machrayis Balich Alakech Aser Afilu Amar Friend Lacha Miyad Kishetimacher. Even if he says I'll pay it back as soon as it's sold, Shemiyad B'Makam Azul Nasal Vavah Kefi Meshe Shavasham, because Salva already happens when it's there in the cheaper place. Because he's Makabal Achrayis, it already starts Salva then. And he's paying extra the price of the expensive place because of the Amtanas Mois. So the Torah says clearly, even if he says, even if he says, I'm going to pay back the money right away, it sounds not like the Gayin's Yisayid. It sounds like even if he's not going to use the money at all, it's called Alva. The Bach and the Prisha are bothered by this. What's the pshat? If he's not using the money at all, how could you consider that alva, even though he's mekabel achrayis? So they say that the reason why he's doing it, the gain that he has is that people will give him more business. Because since he has more schayri to sell, so people give him more business. It will be mekabel utara, like the Gemara calls it. So they're also asking Yisai to the Gayin's Yisai that if he's not gaining anything, it can't be called alva, but he says he's gaining that's Megalu Tara. It's came when we had a sugi before. Let's say you borrow a coin from someone, and you're not going to use the coin, but you're going to use it as a sample. You want people to know that you have such a type of a coin. And you take full achrayis, you have the entire achrayis from it. So now it could be called ribis if you pay for it. So here also, he's taking schayra. Even though he's not using the schayr, he's just selling it and giving the money back right away. But he's having some taivis and on from it, and he's saying a chayis, that could be an issa ribbis. But it sounds like the Gayin is arguing. It sounds like the Gayin is saying, if he's not actually using the money, perhaps even a taivis and on wouldn't be enough to make an alva. It would be called a pikadin, and the Kabbalah's a chayis is just master shem mechin and liyis kishayim. Al-Kopanim, you see from the Bach and Prisha also to mask him to the Gayin's Yisayin, then unless he's getting some benefit out of it, Kabbalah Sechayis alone is not going to make an alva. Now another nekuda on the sugya, that it says here, b'shus meicher, it's mutter. That means as long as he's not taking a chayis, so that's definitely a pekada until he gets there. When he gets there and he sells it, that's when the alva starts. But alva originally is not the lower price. The alva is the higher price, the money that he's actually receiving for the sale of the chavila. Now, Taisus is bothered by another nekuda. Einachinami, he's not paying a higher price than what he was malva, because since the halva starts by the sale, because he wasn't mekabel achrayis till then, so mamela, the price he's paying is exactly the same price that he borrowed. But why isn't there a problem of ribbis mukdemes, that why is he going and schlepping the chavila for his friend and doing the tercha of selling it? Teretz is because he wants to borrow the money. So why isn't that ribbis mukdemes? If someone says, I'll go and take your chavila and sell it, and mischar that, you'll lend me money. Avada, that's a problem of ribbis. So even though he's paying back the exact halva, why is this a problem of ribbis? Here, I'm taking your chavila for you, I'm bringing it to the makam yeker, I'm selling it, and the only reason why I'm doing it is because I want you to lend me money. So kum dais, I was your porter and your salesman, and the only benefit I got was alva. That should be mamash ribbis. So zak taisa say yisayid. And kamer yishayinim say this also. Einachinami. We're talking about that he's getting paid for it. He's getting paid for transportation. And he's getting paid for selling it. Not even if he's getting paid for it. But if it will be b'shus lekech, he's taking achrayis from the beginning. So kum tais, it starts being alva from the beginning. So even if I pay you the schar of the tircha and the schar of selling it, but still, you borrowed a chavila worth like the price of the makam azel, and you're paying back the worth of the makam ayeka, that's ribbis. Never mind the work that you're doing for me. The work you're doing for me, you got paid. But typically, you're paying back more than you borrowed. You borrowed the chavil at the lower price, you're paying the higher price. That's ribbis. So it's not halva the whole time that he's transporting it because he has no achrayis. Halva, by definition, has to come with achrayis. The halva starts at the time that he sold it. So he's paying the correct price. Elamai, why is he doing the work? Teretz, I'm paying him for the work. As I stay in Taisus in the Rosh and Kamarishainim. And the Rosh is mashma, like the Beis Yosef points out, that he has to pay him the full price. Because the Rosh says that the chinish of the Gemara b'shus meicher is mutter is, because you would think that maybe you won't pay him the full price, and then it'll be ribbis. Kamash lo na chayish for that. Mashma has to pay him the full price for how much it costs to transport his chavila and to sell it. And then it's mutter. But if he just pays him a token amount, it's aser. But the Beis Yosef brings from the Magid Mishnah, that the army shaynim, it's the Arzarua, the Mardchai brings the Arzarua, it's the Mardchai earlier by Tarsha the Rav Chama, the Beis Yosef brings all this down in Siman Kuf Vayin Gimel, that say that you don't have to pay him for the transporting it and for the selling it. As long as he doesn't take a chayis, it's mutta, even if you don't pay him the skar molly and mazayne. Shailah's why? So the Taz has a geshmak esvara. He says, let's say you ask somebody for money, for to lend you money. And he says, listen, I don't have any cash, but I'll tell you what, I have an item. I have some silver leichter, which I don't really use anymore. You could take the silver leichter and pay me back the price that it's worth. So the guy takes the silver leichter and he goes and he sells it, and Mamela uses the money and he pays him back the money. So why did he sell the silver leichter? He sold it for himself. He sold it because he wanted to get money. Would that be ribbis? Because I sold your silver leichter for you, I did the tirch of selling the silver leichter for you in order to get the alva. No, I sold it for myself. I needed to get the cash. That's how I was going to get my cash. So the same thing here. When this guy takes the chavila and brings it from the makam hazel to the makam hayeker and he sells it, he's not doing it because he wants to be mahana you, because he wants to do you a favor. And meskar that favor is getting alva. He's doing it because he wants the money himself. He needs the cash. You're not giving him cash. You'll give him the chavila. Because you anyway want the chavila sold. So you'll give it to him. You don't mind. But why he's selling it, even though you're, of course, benefiting that he's selling it for you, but Lamaisa, his point of selling it is not to mahana you. His point of selling it is for himself. So Mel, you don't have to pay him schar amole and mazayne. If the pshat is you tell him, you sell my merchandise, and I'll lend you cash. Havadin al-Biyasir, he's doing you a service in order to get a loan from you. But if you tell him, here, take the merchandise, if you can make cash out of it, so maybe you can use the cash. So his transporting it and selling it is for himself. He's doing it for himself to get the cash for Nalva. That wouldn't be called ribbis. Good, Taisus and the Rosh holds that since Vinishvi, that's what you want to do, and he's doing that service, it is called ribbis. Al-Kabonim, the Taz says the Svarah for the Rishayim, why they don't need Amalei and Mezayne. They obviously learned the Gemara wouldn't have left out this Prat, and they understand the Gemara that you don't have to give Schar Amalei. And the Taz is because Hayyais, he's the one that's going to be using the cash, so he's doing it for himself. So the Taz's Psak Halacha is, the Enoch and Ami wants to be Machma like the Mechaber, like the Taz and the Rosh, that you do have to pay him, but he feels that a token amount would be good enough because you have Faiskim and all, you don't have to pay it at all. Kabbalah interesting in Machlokes, if when he's doing you a service, but Be'iki is doing it for himself, and you're also gaining from it, is that called ribbis or not? And now the Gemara goes weiter. Hamelech payers mimakom lamakom. Also, mimakom zel lamakom yaker, as she says. He's trying to sell the payers in the more expensive place. But Tzayich Haveri, his friend finds him, Avamalei Tanamli, give me the payers, because he wants to eat the payers. He wants to use the payers now. But here, it's a cheaper place. So he doesn't want to sell it to him, because I want to sell it for a bigger profit at the expensive place. But he says, no, give me the payers. Vani alach payers sheyeshli b'aysamakam. And I'll give you payers that I have in that place. So you'll be able to have the same payers for at the expensive place, because I'm going to give you payers in the expensive place. But in the meantime, I'll get to eat the payers. So the Gemara says, Imeishla payers by samaka mutter v'mav asr. If he has payers in that place, it's mutter. If not, it's asr. So Rashi compares this to the extended classic case of saw b'saw. If you borrow payers, there's an issue of borrowing saw b'saw, borrowing payers and paying back the same payers. Why? Because maybe the payers will go up in price, and come days you borrow cheaper payers, and you pay back more expensive payers. So here also, you're borrowing payers, you're going to pay back payers, the same amount that you borrowed. Navas, you borrowed it in a cheaper place, you're going to pay it back in a more expensive place. So the payers are going to be worth more money. So that's called an issur of saw b'saw. Now by saw b'saw, we've learned, and we're going to learn it again in the Mishnah later in the Perek, but we already saw this earlier. There's a het of yeshloi. If the guy has the payers, then it's mutter to borrow saw b'saw. Hilveni acha ave b'ni acha emsum afteh, by yeshloi it's mutter. And the reason is, because if he has the payers, so it's considered as if the payers are rishus, the guy right away, and rishus eyiker. And even though it's not really his, because even though he has the payers, but the other person wasn't meishach the payers, he wasn't kind of the payers, but since saw b'saw is issur derabanan, it's only ribis derabanan, the rabbanan allowed you to consider if he has the payers as if he already gave him, as if the loiva already gave the malva back the payers, and therefore the payers were yankib b'shus the malva. That's how Rashi learned. That's the pshat in the sugya. Now the Machli Ephraim in Simcha Beis Asakasha, that saw b'saw is taka ribis derabanan. Because midaraisa, like the Gemara says in the very beginning of the Perek, the Gemara says al nusach basami karaz linon. If what you made up to pay back at the time that you made up the payment, it wasn't ribis, because at that time that's how much a saw was worth. Then the saw goes up in price. So ribis works by basami kara, as long as from the perspective of the actual time at alvah, what you're paying back is worth the same amount. Even though bus is safe, even though from today's perspective it's worth more, but doesn't matter, basim ikar has linon. The Rishayim bring a raya, the Gemara discusses, do we say basim ikar has linon or bus is safe has linon? The Gemara in the beginning of the Perek. The Rishayim bring a raya that we pass in basim ikar has linon, they say it's clear because since saw basa is derabanan. So that's a raya that basim ikar has linon. That's a raya that the ksitz that you make up for ribis, if and from the vantage point of the time of the Alvah, Mikara, the earlier time, it wasn't ribis, then it's not considered ribis. And if from that vantage point there was ribis, then it's considered ribis. It's considered ribis gomer, even though it went down afterwards, and from the vantage point of the time of paying back, you're not paying extra. So by saw and b'saw, it's not ribis, because basi Mikara is unon. But here, even at the time in Alvah, there were two prices. We have a makam zel. In the makam zel, the price is the lower price. We have a makam yaker. In the makam yaker, the price is the higher price. So he borrowed payers for makam zel, which has a lower price, and his haschayvus is to pay back the payers for makam yaker, which are higher priced payers. So why is it only saw b'saw derabanan, a ribis derabanan, and that's why by yeshlay it's mutter? Why is this mamash ribis deraisa? You're borrowing payers for one price, and you're making up to give higher price payers, the payers of the Makam Yekah, which is higher priced. As I reflect the Machne Ephraim, he says the Teretz, because we don't know what the price of the payers will be at the time you're paying back. At the time you're paying back, maybe even the payers of that place would be lower price payers. But it's a shigel daichik. The emes is, in the shiurim that we gave in the very beginning of the Perek, we said a svara from Rav Naftali Trump. Rav Naftali said, the Arishayim that hold that it wasn't clear what the answer is. Do we say Basa Mikar? Do we say Basa Saif? That Shaila, the Gemara never was patient. So Rav Naftali asked, what do you do with the Shaila? Basa, it's clear, it's only the Rabbanan. So wouldn't we see clearly that you go Basa Mikar? Because Basa, when the price went up, if you go Basa Saif, it should be Ribis. It should be Ribis there. I say if there's a tzad that you go Basa Saif. So Naftali said there's a chilik between lending money, which that's what the Gemara there was talking about. that you lent a certain amount of prutas and the prutas went up or the prutas went down. So money, the value of money, is the cash value. Money is the value of how much it's actually, how much cash it is worth. So therefore, there's a question, basa mikara, basa zayf. Mashenga, when you're lending payers, when you're lending a commodity, so then the hilchos avod does not take into account the worth, the price of the commodity. You owe X amount of chitim, period. The price is immaterial. So you don't have to come on to basa mikara to say that it's not ribis deraisa. As long as you're paying back is exactly the same commodity, the same chayfetz that you borrowed, so that's inherently not ribis. So if you learn that way, so who would then buy a makam yaker and makam zayil? It doesn't matter if at the time of the ksitzis ribis you agreed to give back higher priced payris than what you took. But there's absolutely no difference in the payris that you're giving back and the payris that you're taking. You're giving back the exact same type of payris with the exact same quantity. So only in this place it's worth less, and that place is worth more. But the alvah be'etzim is payris and payris, that's why midiraisa can't be called ribis at all. As it is, Gemara would be a good raya to Rav Naftali Svar. I saw in Dibris Meshes and Ayin also, he says it a little bit a different nusach, but basically he's saying the same idea. He goes into a different lumnus a little bit. He's saying that the price of the payris, even though you're giving it in a makam zayil, you could consider these payers gufa have the price of the makam yaker here also. They happen to have two prices. Al-Kabbalah, that's the yisayin. You're borrowing payers and giving back exactly the same type of payers, even though it happens to be more expensive, because in that place it's more expensive, that can't be called ribis deraisa. As I can answer the Machne Ephraim's kasha. And let's go bissel weiter. The Gemara says the chamorim amalim b'makam yekev b'makam azal v'einam cheshishin. What's that case? That's the third case. The first case is when you go and you take the etzim chavil and you bring it to the makam hayoker and sell it. And there it says if he's taking a chrayis on it, it's a pekadin, so mele it's mutter. And if it's in your chrayis, it's alvar. From there it's aser. The second case is you're eating the payers here and you're giving him back payers to makam hayoker. And there the din is by yeshlay, it's mutter, because on saw besad der abanan, yeshlay is a heter, by aimlay it's aser. And here's the third case where you're going to take the money. The chamorim are taking money. They're taking money in the makam hayeker. And they're giving back produce, the amount of the produce that's there in the makam hazayil. And here is a makam hayeker. You can't buy so much produce with this money. But they're taking money from the wealthy people. And they're buying from them the produce of the makam hazayil. And they're going to give back the produce that you could buy for the makam hazayil. And the Gemara says, why isn't it ribis? The Gemara says, because they're gaining from it, because if they have money, they could get more merchandise, it's nichlo de migla tari, or they could get a better price for their money. Since people realize they're not making money on it, they're going to actually lower the price for them, the mizla tari. That's the Gemara. But here we have a machlekes rishenim. Taisus says, and Rav Rishenim agreed to Taisus, that here also there's a chilek about taking a chrayis. And it's the other way. Of course, when they get the money is going to be in their achrayis. The money is going to be considered alva. But after they buy the payris are not going to be considered in their achrayis anymore. The payris are a pikadim. So kumdais is no ribis, because they got money from the balabatim, and they ain't paid back the balabatim of the makam hayeker when they bought for them the payris in the makam hazayil. So they didn't pay back the loan anything extra than what they borrowed, even though they're giving the balabatim more payers. But the pshat is, the loan is considered paid back when they bought the payers. So let's say they took $1,000 from the balabatim, and they bought $1,000 worth of payers in the makam hazayil. The paying back of the loan is not the payers. If they would bring the payers to the makam hayeker, and that's the repayment of the loan, so those payers in the makam hayeker are worth more than $1,000. So mele kumtei say paid back more. So if it would be b'achrayis, the chamorim, if the chamorim would still have achrayis, if anything that happens to the payers until they actually deliver the payers, so kumtei say was a loan all the way until they actually gave him back the payers. So they took $1,000. They bought $1,000 worth of payers in the makam hazayil. But now those Peiros are worth more because you bring them to the Makom Yekeh, that would be considered rivers. But the Teretz says, they're not taking a chayis on the way back. So on the way back, it's a begadon. So when did the Alva end? When they bought the Peiros. And at that place, it was $1,000 worth of Peiros. So they borrowed $1,000 and they paid it back by buying $1,000 worth of Peiros. And now these Peiros belong to Nashim. It's in the Makom Hazel. And from now on, it's a begadon. So there's no problem of ribbis mitzad that. So what's the Gemara's problem? Taisus holds again, because why am I schlepping your payers to the Makom Hayeker? Why am I schlepping your payers to the Makom Hayeker? Why don't you pay me for the transportation? So that should be ribbis. Teretz is, I'm gaining. I'm not doing it because I want to use your $1,000 after I want to use your $1,000 before I buy your payers for you. And I'm a Mela, because of the loan of $1,000, which I'm still going to use for anything I want. And then finally I'm going to buy payers, but because I need the $1,000 to use first, that's why I'm agreeing to transport the payers from the Makom Hazel to the Makom Hayeker. No. Even if I can't use your money at all, I still would agree to do it because I'm getting the benefit of Megalei Tarim Meizel Gabayu. That benefit is enough for me to do this whole deal even without any borrowing of the money. So Kumdais is not ribbis. I'm paying back exactly what you lent me. You lent me $1,000, I'm buying food worth $1,000, and that's the payment of the loan. I paid back exactly what you lent me. Why am I schlepping your payers for you? Because I'm gaining on the deal of Meizlugabau Megalalu Taira. That's Shitas Taisus. Now Rashi's Mefurish not that way. Rav Mishayin hold like Taisus. Rashi Mefurish says, Rashi says that being mekabel achrayis aderech. So the shail is a pella. So ibezay the alva is only when they come back to the Makom Hayeker, and mele they're paying back more. How could megalu taru and meizel gabal be matir to pay back more? Taisus holds megalu taru and meizel gabal could be matir doing tircha for the alva, because you're not doing tircha for alva, you're doing tircha for these benefits. But it can't be matter paying back more. That's what Taisus holds. So the Rishonim say a pshat. They bring this from the Rach, but this is not Mamash Rashi, that the pshat is that you're paying them schar tircha. The case here is that they pay them schar tircha. So the tircha is not the problem altogether. They're getting paid for the schar tircha. The problem is they're being mekabel achrayis. They're being mekabel achrayis. So that should make it that it's a loan all the way till you get paid back. If them said the Gemara, no. If they have a reason why they're being mekabel achrayis, if this is seba why they're being mekabel achrayis, because the meizel gabayu, because the megalei taira, so then we don't have to look at the mekabelas achrayis as a loan. We could say it's a pekadon, and the kabelas achrayis is because of the benefit they're getting. It's master shei mechinam liyus kishayil. So these rishayim, the Ramban of the Rashi brings, it's from the Rach, they're maskim to Taisus. Then if Sai the Lekech is Makabal Achrayis, and also he's not taking any Skar Tircha, so Avada it's Ribbis. But if he's taking Skar Tircha, so Kundai Satircha is not Beshvil Dalva, the question is Kabbalah Sachrayis, they're saying that this Pshat in the Gemara, that Megal Tari Meizel Gabal makes that the Kabbalah Sachrayis doesn't make it into a loan, the Kabbalah Sachrayis is a perk that he's giving to the Balabatim because he wants this perk of Meizel Gabal Megal Lutara. So he agrees to take a Chayis, but really it's a Pekadim. So this is all in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says like Taisus, that Chamarim work only when it's Bachrayis to Lekeach. From the time they buy the payers, it's Bachrayis of the people that are giving the money, Bachrayis to Malva, Bachrayis to Lekeach. And the Ramah says that even if the Lekeach, if the Meicher, the Chamarim take the Chayis to Derech, that works if they get Schar Tircha V'Amoloi. But Rashi is mashma not that way. Rashi is mashma, and the Rishonim point this out, that even if they get zero Schar Tircha, and they take full Achrayis, thus alain, that it's going to be Megalei Taira, or Meizel Gabayu, thus alain is enough to be Matir. Rishonim are bothered, why? We don't pass it like Rashi. Vaisis Rashi holds that the Kabbalah Sechrayis doesn't necessarily make it into a loan, like we said. You can have a Master Shem Mechino Mias Kishayel. It's only if he's using the money, it's a loan. And Rashi says, even if he wouldn't use the money, he'll agree to the deal because of the benefits. So in the middle, it's not considered a loan. Like we said, Rav Yishenim argue, they hold, Al Kopanim, if there's no Kabbalah Sechrayist, if they're Mekabal Achrayist, and also they don't get any Skara Malay, they'll demand that will be Yasser Al Tribis. And now let's go weiter. Let's get to the Gemara on the beginning of Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara starts off like this. Rav Moriah Bar Rachel Mashkin Le'ehu Nachri Beisa. Rav Moriah Bar Rachel, a guy owed him money, and in lieu of the money that the guy owed him, the guy said, you could take my house, it's a, the house belonged to the guy, and he gave Rav Moriah Bar Rachel the house as a mashkin. Now, this house is the collateral for the loan, for the money that the guy owed Rav Moriah Bar Rachel. So Rav Moriah Bar Rachel took over this mashkin, and he lived in the house that belonged to the guy that was a mashkin by him. Hadas of the Lerava. Now the guy sold this house to Rava. And Rav Moriah Bar Rachel remained in the house. Not to trace the Archeshata. First he waited 12 months, he didn't do anything. He continued living in the house for free. And then afterwards, Shakal Argabesa Amtulay Lerava. Then he started paying the rent to Rava after 12 months. He sent the rent to Rava. Amalei Haidulay Amtulay Lamargabesa Ada Idna. Why didn't they pay the rent till now? The rule by Mashkin is that there's a year. Iboy narchal isluk levamatsi mesalikle. Hash the lishkol my agar besa. In other words, the rule of Mashkanta, like we learned earlier in Daf Samaches, is that for the first year, even if the loiva wants to pay up the money and take back the Mashkin, he can't. The first year, the malva could keep the Mashkin completely. So since the first year, the house is completely off limits to the Gaisha owner, so Hua Din, when Rava bought it, is completely off limits to Rava as well. And therefore, Rav Moriah Bar Rachel said, I was allowed to remain there and live there rent-free. But hash the lishko ma'argabesa. But from now on, if you would want, you could pay me back and force me out of the house by repaying the loan. So now, it's not mine anymore. So even though in regard to the guy, he would continue living there rent-free until the guy would pay back. But in regard to Rava, he didn't do that. He insisted on paying the rent for Rava. He felt that he was obligated to. But Rava told him, no. First of all, I didn't know that it was a mushkin to you. Had I known that you have it as a mashkin, I wouldn't have bought it. Once it's a mashkin by you, I would not have stepped in. But hashtag the name of Dina Lach, Kalaymuslim Misalki Bezuza Lashakalaga Base, and then I'm Lashakilimachaga Base and Misalkin Lach Bezuza. But now I'm going to have the same din the guy has. Just like by the guy, even though he couldn't at this point after the year, he has every right to pay back the loan and repossess the house, but till he pays back the loan, he has no right to claim the house at all. And you'd be allowed to live in there rent-free until the loan is paid. So I don't have more schusim than the guy. I don't have any more schusim than the guy who sold it to me. I also am not able to prevent you from living in the house rent-free until the loan is paid up. Now Rashi is mashma, and the Ritva says it's mefurish pshat in Rashi. Now this Gemara has nothing at all to do with ribbis. Rashi says, why is this a problem of ribbis? Even though the guy would not be allowed to kick him out of the house until the loan is paid. But Rav is a yid. So if Rav allows him to live in the house rent-free, why isn't there a problem of ribbis? So Rashi answers, Rav doesn't owe any money at all in this case. When Rav has said that I'm not going to take the rent until the loan is paid back, Rashi says until I force the guy to pay back. Rav is not going to pay back. Rav bought the house for the full price. It's the guy who owes money. So Rav is going to come to the guy with the claim, one second, you sold me a house with a mortgage on it. You sold me a house that I can't take because of the mashkin. So you're obligated now to pay the loan, or else you're obligated to pay me back the money I paid on the house. But Rav Moriah Bar Rachel doesn't lose any of his schuyas. He has a right to live rent-free till the loan is paid. It's Rav's job to make sure that the guy pays back the loan, then and only then could Rav then go and possess the house and charge rent for the house. But it's not ribbis, Dr. Rashi, because Rava doesn't owe any money here. It's the guy that owns money. And Mimela, living in Rava's house, that's not ribbis, abami malva l'loiva. So the Dvar says, according to Rashi, the question of the Gemara really had nothing to do with Ribbis. The reason why Rav Maria Bar Rachel decided to pay Rava Zakta Ritva is simply because it's Rava's house. And Rav Maria Bar Rachel was under the impression that even though he wouldn't be mechuyev to pay the guy, because that was a deal with the guy that the house is a mashkin, and Rav Maria Bar Rachel gets to keep the house until the loan is paid, but there was never such a deal with Rava. Now the house belongs to Rava. So as long as the guy didn't even have a right b'chalti masalakim, that Rav Maria Bar Rachel understood that that's already considered completely his, and the guy can't sell something which already belongs to Rav Maria Bar Rachel. But if the guy has a right to masalakim, Rav Maria Bar Rachel held, so kum dais, it's not mine, it's just in my dealings with the guy, I have a schus to have it. But in my dealings with Rava Mechatesa. And Rava said, no, since I'm only coming mikayach the guy, I don't have any more power in it than the guy. Just like the guy has no power now until he pays the loan, I also don't have any power in the house until the guy pays the loan. But this is not a question of Ribbis, it's a Chayshim Mishpat question. But the Rishaynim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, the Ridva, Kama Rishaynim, the Medayik and Rashi, that let's say Rava would have done a different thing. Let's say Rava would have bought the mortgaged house and taken over the loan. And Rava would not pay the full price of the house to the guy. He'll deduct the price of the loan to the house, and that part of the payment he owes directly to Rav Maria Bar Rachel. Let's say the house is worth $10,000 and the loan is $5,000. So Rava would only pay $5,000 for the house, and the other $5,000, he'll take over the obligation to pay Rav Maria Bar Rachel. So now he is mechuyev to Rav Maria Bar Rachel. The Rishayim Amadayik in Rashi, that then it wouldn't be a problem of Ribbis if Rav Maria Bar Rachel would live in the house rent-free. Because now the loan, Rava took over the loan. He took over the eschaivas. Now Rava owes the money to Rav Maria Bar Rachel. And then you're going to have the problem of Meshkanta, that you can't owe money to someone and have him live in your house rent-free. That's a problem of Ribbis. But the Rishayim say no. The Rishayim learn up that even if Rava will take over the loan, even if that's the case, that Rava now owes the money to Rav Maria Bar Rachel, but since the original deal was with the guy, and like the Gemara says earlier in Samach Beis and Mebeis, Mashkanda Belayna Kaisa is not ribbis by a guy. Inu b'tayr zvini asliyade. A guy looks at Mashkanta as a mechira lizman. It's not like in the Gaiish law, it's not the pshat that you owe the money and he lives in the house rent-free as a benefit because of the loan, and that's ribbis. The pshat is you don't owe the money. The house is sold, Lizman. Kol Zman, the loan is not paid up, it belongs to the Malva. Now the loiv has a right to redeem the house. The loiv has a right to buy back the house, but so far it's sold. So Zang and the Rishayim, that setup remains, even though you cannot make such a setup with the Yidlach Hatchila. You can't go make a Meshkanta, which it's a Ba'asr the Mesalki like we had before, which you could be Mesalakim, and have him live there rent-free, that's called ribbis. But since by a guy he could do it, and by a guy the lomdus, the way it works is, inu b'tayri zvini asa liyadei, iblayim ze mechir lizman. So now that Rav is taking over, now that Rav is buying the house, and even if he's taking over the loan, but the arrangement of the malva living there rent-free remains. It's not ribbis, because we just considered a hemshech of the zvini that's there b'dine yakum. That's a chiddush of the Rishayim. All the Rishayim say, they bring it b'shem, the Raiva, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, the Ritva, the Sefer HaChumas. And that's Psak of the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch. They all say Rashi doesn't hold that way. And the Chayit Adiyik is clear, because Rashi says the reason why it's not Ribbis is because Rava doesn't owe money. Vice says if Rav would owe the money, it would be considered Ribbis. And the Svar of Rashi, I think, is a Pasha de Svara. The Rishayim, I think, are saying the chiddush. Because since in Dine Yisrael, Mashkant is Ribbis, now that Yisrael took over the loan, Mehech Tesu is still going to work with the Dine Akum. I mean, that's clear. If a Yid owes money to a guy, or let's say in this case, the other way, a guy owes money to a Yid with Ribbis, and then a Yid would take over the guy's Chayiv, and now he would owe money to the Yid, he can no longer pay the Ribbis. Just because he came from a guy doesn't mean he can continue paying the Ribbis. Now the Rishayim are saying a Chiddush, that since we're dealing with Mashkanta, and Mashkanta by Dine Akum, Blimes the Mechir Lizman, that's going to remain when a Yid takes over the loan. Does the chiddush? Lav daf Rashi holds it as chiddush. The Beis Yosef Gadda brings it. The Mordechai's Mashiach Rashi doesn't argue. The Gedulei Truma also brings such a thing. The Rashi doesn't argue on the Rishonim. He's just teaching the Gemara the case that Rava doesn't owe the money, but who would then if Rava would owe the money, it's that way. But the Rishonim won't medayik and Rashi not the way. Parakapadam, Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rishonim, that even in a case where the Yid takes over the Chayiv, but the din of the Mashkin remains the Mechiru Lizman and its Mutter. And now let's go back to, the Gemara says, Amalei Rava mi barnish le Ravashi. Rava v'barnish asked to Ravashi, Chazimar Rabbanan de Ka'achli Rabisa. Doesn't Ravashi should see that there are abundant that are eating ribis, the Avi Zuzi Achama B'Tishrei. They're giving money for wine on Tishrei. Umifchalei B'Teves, and they're choosing the wine. In other words, on Teves, they're making sure that the wine isn't Chaimitz. So why did he think that was ribis? Because he felt like this. Normally, once you buy something, so if anything goes wrong, so it's your problem. Here, they're already giving the money for it. They're already buying a Tishrei. If anything happens between Tishrei and Teves, really, it should be the Lekech's problem. That's what Rav Mabarnish held. So why is the Meicher doing them the favor and taking a Chrayis that if it becomes Chaimitz, he's going to pay for it? If it becomes Chaimitz, they don't have to take the Chaimitz, they have to take Dafka wine. The Teretz is because they're paying money early, because they're not picking up the wine until Teves, so they're paying money early. So because they're paying money early, the Meicher is taking responsibility to make sure that it's not Chaimitz. So that's ribis, because they're getting extra because they're paying money early. So Ravashi told them, no. When they're buying it, they're buying it only on the side that it's wine. On the side it's vinegar, they're not buying it all together. And mikar the chamer chamer the chola chola. Now who shaita who the kamivchuri? The way chaimitz works, nothing changes. Whatever becomes chaimitz, that was going to become chaimitz from the beginning. Mikar the chamer chamer the chola chola. Inherent in the wine in the beginning was the fact that it's going to become chaimitz. So Mel, that's the deal. They're buying the wine, but they're only buying it on the side that it's wine. They're only buying it, they're only giving money a cham and not a chola. In Teves, that we see what was cham already by Tishrei. It's not like he's taking a chrayis on a subsequent damage that happens. So Rishonim are bothered, Rashi already asked the kasha. So the Gemara is mavur, that if you pay money early, and because of that, the Meicher taking a chrayis and all damages that happen, that's ribis. The only exception is wine becoming chaimitz. That's not a damage that happens later. That's something that was inherent before. We just didn't know about it. But a damage attacker happens later. That would be considered ribis. So, fact, actually, why? What does that mean? The din is that by Yeshla, you could be paisik al ha-peiris, actually, yatsar shai. That's the Mishnah. And I am beis him in beis. You could pay somebody early, if he has the chitim, you could pay him early, and he has a din to supply you with chitim. And there, he's taking a chrayis to make sure to supply you with good chitim. You're not going to take any loss if the chitim get damaged. So Rashi says the teretz, and there are two gersois in Rashi, and Ladaiti makes a very big difference as to what Rashi's teretz is. Rashi says the v'sheyayin ragla hachmitz, and one girsa is v'shem shaloi hachmitz. If you go is v'shem shaloi hachmitz, so kum dais, what Rashi is saying, the chilek is that if it's a hezek which is unlikely, chitim normally they stay put in the grain house. Nothing happens to them. So if you makabel achrayis in a hezek which is unlikely, that's not ribis. It's not such a gain that Chazal would asal ribis. Mashen ken yain is rogel ha-hachmitz. Yain very often becomes chaimitz. So by the meicher taking a chrayis, that's an extra thing which he's doing because of akdamas mice. If it wouldn't be for the svar of mikar, the chamer, chamer, the chala, chala, it would be a problem. And this with the gears of shem shloi hechmitz, meaning that the problem is even if a small amount of the wine becomes chaimitz. But the fact that they could choose which wine they want, they come in tevis and make sure that the wine they get is not chaimitz. And Rashi's saying the chances are there's going to be some chaimitz here. So according to the strict chay shemishbat, the meicher of the wine could tell them for carrot, you have to take the chaimitz. Maybe it's you want this chaimitz. I'm the mochzik, you're the meitzi, you're trying to get wine. Some of the wine became chaimitz, maybe your wine became chaimitz. The fact that for carrot, they could take dafke yayin, and it's yayin's ragel hachmitz, it's a normal thing for kakam chaimitz, so this deal is tilted in their favor. By placing a shleitzer shai, usually none of the chitim get ruined. Like the Gemara says earlier, chitim the kadka b'chavoy, do you think my chitim will get ruined? Chitim don't get ruined b'derech klal. But wine b'derech klal, some of the wine spoils. And if some of the wine spoils, Rashi holds that will be ribis to take a chrayis. Even if some of the wine spoiled, that will be ribis because maybe shem shaloi hichmitz. Maybe it was his wine that spoiled. And the yain is rogel hachmitz. But the ikka chilek is, a hezek which is not shchiach, that's not a problem, because mistam won't happen, so Chazal wasn't concerned about it. Mashenk and a hezek which is shchiach, that's a problem. But when you take a chrayis and a hezek that's shchiach, it's going to be a problem, even if part of it becomes genizikt. That's how I understand Rashi, if you go your shem shaloich, shem shaloi hechmetz. But the gersa we have a shem kulay hechmetz. Maybe all of it became chaymetz. The L'chay Rashi means what Taisus says in Avsamach Dalna Mebeis. Taisus has a similar kash in Avsamach Dalna Mebeis, in Maskalai Korev Eschai V'Rachach Lehefsid. It's a similar Gemara. Taisus Grada talks about there, the Rishonim talk about, I want to be Mayrach about this Nakuda. What's the chilip between that Gemara and the Gemara there by the Tokfa, which the Gemara says that you're allowed to take a chrayis for the Hezek, because since you're not taking a chrayis for Yukri Vizula, so Mele, it's called Korev Lezeh Lezeh. And that Gemara is Mashmi, not allowed to take a chrayis for the Hezek. But we're not going to go into that. That's the sugya there. But what's negayah here is that on the side of the Gemara there that you cannot take a chrayis for the hezek, which stims with our Gemara, at least that side stims with our Gemara, Taisus asks the same kasha as Rashi, that what do you do with the thing of Yotzer Shar Peskin? They also, you're not taking a chrayis for the hezek. So Taisus says like this, by Yotzer Shar Peskin, even by Ein Loi, there is nothing to take a chrayis for. Yechiv is to supply him with chitim. There is no chitim dekachayis for us. So therefore, we don't see that he's doing anything extra for the lekech. Now, what about achalo yotza ashar? Where there you need yeshloi. So there is something to take a chayis for. So Taisa's first teretz is enachinami. If the entire godish becomes niskalkal, he doesn't have to pay him a thing. That's the halacha by yotza ashar. If the entire godish becomes niskalkal, itaka doesn't have to pay him. And Taisa says, I have a raya from our sugya. Because since the Gemara said the sword of Mikari the Chala Chala, the Chala Loyavi, it's Mashman and a Kilkal Acher, the Lavchi Mitzavah Makabli. So you see clearly from the sugya that the Lekeach has to take a chayis for something that happens, for a damage that happens later. As opposed to Chaymitz, which that we say Mikari the Chama Chama the Chala Chala. But Taisa is saying that's Davka when all of it becomes damaged. Because if part of it becomes damaged, Lekech could say no. If part of it becomes damaged, I'm giving the money on the part that's not damaged. You don't say Shem Mishalai Hichmetz. But Rashi means a whole different thing. Rashi is saying, Yain Rogel Achmetz, Shem Mekulei Hichmetz means that by Yotzah Ashar, if something would happen, a disaster would happen, an entire wheat would all get burnt up, that's the halacha, he doesn't get wheat. If you're paisik by Yeshloi, so you can only get the wheat if the wheat's around, or at least some of the wheat's around. But the problem with the chaymetz was that yain very often becomes chaymetz, and sometimes all of it became chaymetz. And in that case, the rabbanim wouldn't lose their money, because they're only giving money if it doesn't become chaymetz. So that was the problem. So if you go in Shem Kuli Hechmetz, Rashi means like Taisus. Rashi means that when is the meichanal take a chrayis for the damages, dafka to take a chrayis if all of it became damaged, then he can't take a chrayis. Mashengim, if some of it became damaged, Lekeach could say the part that's damaged is yours and the other part is mine. That's not a problem of the meicha taking a chrayis. And that's what Rashi means if he says, Yain Rogel Hachvas Hashem Kuli Echmetz, it's not a chilik between how shchiach the hezek is. The chilek is, if the deal is that if part of it gets damaged, you get the good part, that's mutter. But if all of it gets damaged and you still get the good part, that's aser. So we already have two chalukim between our Gemara, that's mashma, that the meicha cannot take a chayis on the damage, and yotzah shar peiskin, which in that case, the meicha is ostensibly, or by yeshla, I mean, by achalo yotzah shar, by yeshla yepeiskin, where ostensibly the meicha is not taking a chayis on the damage. One teretz is, if you go to the Rashi Shemesh Shloi Hichmetz, the chiluk is how shkiach it is the hezek to happen. On a hezek shloi shkiach, he could take a chrayis, and a hezek shkiach, he can't. And the second chiluk is, if you go to Kulei Hichmetz, and that's like Teizan Nafsamach Dalam and Beis in his first teretz, You could take a chrayis if part of it becomes damaged, that you'll give him the undamaged part, but you can't take a chrayis if all of it becomes damaged, then the lekeach would have to lose, otherwise it's ribis. And then Taisa is the third pshat. Taisa says it's mashmit to him that by paiskim ala peyers at shaloi yatsa shai by yeshloi, which you're allowed to do it, even if all of it becomes damaged, it's mutter. So he says the chilik is like this, though. When it's lo yotza ashar, the emes is, even though you need yeshloi, but he doesn't have to give him from this thing. There was no psika on what he has. Him having it is not the psika, but the cited psika is that he should supply him with chitim. There's absolutely no halach he has to supply him with these chitim. So in that case, the psika isn't specifically on these chitim. The yeshle is not that there's a psik, it's ki'ilu rechitim anim niknitim, but the psik is not specifically on these chitim, so male is no din that the meiches and mekabel achrayis. It's the same thing like in paiskim al peis and shalayotz. I mean, it's the same thing as paiskim al peis mishiyotz ashar, where it's einloi, where there's simply nothing to mekabel achrayis on. He doesn't even have any chitim. They can't be damaged. There is no chitim to be damaged. He has to go out and buy a chitim. So even by yeshle, that's the yisayin. He's not selling these chitim. He's being mechayiv himself to supply him with chitim, to buy chitim, so there is no chitim to mekabel achrayis. Mashenkei by the wine, they wanted this wine bedafka. The meicher didn't have the option to buy other wine for them. So therefore, since they wanted this wine bedafka, so mamela, if you would be mekabel achrayis and the damages of this wine, since the psiki is on this wine, that would be considered ribis. So that's the third teretz. That by paiskim ala peyers, even by lo yatza shar by yeshlo, you're not being paiskim on these specific peyers. So male, there is no din that you can't take a chrayis, and nothing to take a chrayis on. Mashenkin here, when you're being paiskim on specific peyers, then any other damage besides v'chaymitz, you'd have to be mekabel. Otherwise, it would be ribis. But even according to the second teyers, the Chavis Das and Siman Kuf Ayin Gimel points out, but the problem would only be if you're mekabel a chrayis, even if everything becomes damaged, that you'll still pay. Mashenge, if you mekabel achrayis, if part of it becomes damaged, you'll give him the other part. That's not a problem of ribis. And now let's go weiter. Ravina Aviyov Zuzlin de Akra de Shanvasa. Ravina gave money to the people in Akra de Shanvasa. V'shafle tfei kufisa. They gave a little extra wine. Without, that wasn't part of the upmach. They gave him extra wine more than what he paid for. Also, the commander of Ashi. Amalei Mishari. Am I allowed to take the extra wine they gave me? Amalei in. Echulei de kamach le gamach. The meichel to me the wine. Then the Gemara goes into another discussion. So Rashi explains the reason why it's not ribis is because they didn't say b'schar mesecha shebetels etzleinu. They didn't say b'schar mesecha shebetels etzleinu. So mele it's a matana ba'alma. Rashi means there's ribis mucheris. You're not allowed to give ribis even if there's no upmach to give it. Even if you meichel it, there's a problem of ribis mucheris. So Rashi answers ribis mucheris is dafka when you specify and you say, I'm giving you this ribis because you gave me money. So here they didn't do that. So the Rosh says, I hear in Rashi that he's saying that let's say you borrow money and you pay back and you give him extra. As long as you don't tell him that they're giving you extra, it's mutter to do. So the Rosh, I'm not sure about this. I would think it's usur. The only time you have to say is when you're giving him a ton of shaloi b'shaspirayim. You're not giving them a ton at the time you're paying back the loan. Then it's only us if you say, B'schaim B'shech Del Setzli, but B'shas Pirayin it's usr. But the Rosh doesn't explain, so why in this case it's mutter? The Rosh doesn't explain. But the other Rishayim, the Ramban, the Rajma, the Beisheis, brings us from the Tamid, the Rajma, come Rishayim say, that here it's different because it's a Mechira. By a Mechira, there's not a problem of giving extra. So the Shach learns that the chilek is if it's hachal v'achazvini. The chilek is when you borrow money, then you're not allowed to give extra b'shas piroin, even if you don't tell him why you're giving extra. So b'shas piroin, it's also it's called ribis mucheres, even without saying b'skai meisecha. Mashen came when you buy something. So then the whole din of zvini is not ribis deraisa. Then you can give him extra as long as you don't say b'skai meisecha b'tel zetzli. This is what Shach says in Siman Kuf Samach. Rabbi Kvega Ifanart says, that's not what the Rishayim say exactly. Rishayim are mechaltin alva mechira. By mechira also zakti Rabbi Kvega, if you buy something and you don't pay for it right away, he lets you pay later. When you pay later, you give him extra. And you don't say it's because you let me pay later. That would also be aser. But here it's different. The Rishayim's nusach is, because the derech of the meicher is to give a little extra. It's not necessarily because of Akdamas Mois. Stam, when you go buy something, so very often the grocer puts in an extra apple, he puts in some extra fruit, the baker puts in an extra cookie. So here also, the wine seller, he puts in a little extra wine. He's just giving you a bonus, he's giving you a tip for buying it. You b'chlal don't see that it's b'schar ma'yisecha. When you owe somebody money, you don't give extra money. You only give extra money for a reason. So even if you don't say b'schar ma'yisecha, it's aser. Hashem, when you're buying food, even though the money that you paid really should only buy a certain amount of food, but every once in a while the grocer is more generous, he gives a little extra. That's why it's mutter. So in that case, there's no chilik between avon and mechira batzim. The chilik is that when a meicher gives extra merchandise, that's not a problem because the zulika meizel gabei, he just wants to give him a better deal. He wants to give him extra merchandise. He wants to make the merchandise lower priced, but not necessarily because of the akdamas meis. That's Rabbi Kvegelin's, and that's the mashmaus of the Rishayim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.